All right, Jeremy Bradley here. A personal flotation device, really. A life jacket on, soaking wet, muddy. My socks were white when we started this, but I guess dark colors would probably be a good
dark
thing to wear.
Dark colors is a good idea, that's for sure.
I'm here with Nick, our guide.
And old clothes.
Right, we're going down this body of water where we are.
This is the Shubenacadie River here where we are, the land of the wild potato. This is closer to the Minas Basin, so we are far, far from, you know, the locks and the Shubenacadie Park.
Now, it's so funny because when we started out, we went to a sandbar where there was no water, and then in a matter of literally seconds, minutes, I mean, now the water's going crazy, and you're saying that it's only going to get worse once we head back out, and so we're going to get splashed around, bumped around quite a bit.
Absolutely. As the more water enters over the sandbars, that's when lots and lots of waves start building and forming. Now you hit them and you ride those rapids, and that, of course, we have our horsepower engines that lets us get back up to the top. We can turn back around, go through the same set of rapids if we enjoyed it, and if not, we always have the ability to move on and find other rapids, of course.
And then, of course, you've got the idiot from the prairies with the video camera trying to capture everything. So again, jbonair.com is our website for that. Now, one of the things that's really interesting here, big tour bus, you can have big groups of people. There's a pool here, so talk about just the facility in general then and what you can do here.
Absolutely. We have about 10 cabins. We have three larger chalets here. We have about 10 kilometers of walking trails. We got our pool, the sandbar restaurant over here with the bar that's open. At night it serves, you know, like appetizers and beers and stuff, so it's pretty nice. As well, we have, 10 cabins and of course, the river. The river's there. Everybody likes to come down and do bird watching. We have lots of eagles and crows and other birds like that, starlings and everything.
And again, this is something that, you know, with our boat, we've got some people from the area, from the East Coast, but you get them from all over the world, as we have today.
From all over the world. In fact, it was just 2 days ago, I had a 78-year-old woman on my boat, and she was having a blast. She was having a blast, her and her husband from Arkansas or something.
See, that would have been motivation. If you would have told me that before we went on this thing, I'd be like, okay, if she can do it, really, I mean.
Well, she was a pretty tough woman, that's for sure. She was a pretty tough woman.
Bigger arms than me, probably, yeah. So that's where we go wrong. All right, so how can we find out more about this entire experience here? We can go to your website, phone number, what do you have?
Yeah, we have our website, www.raftingcanada.ca. As well, we have a phone number you can call and you can ask questions, or you can book a tour at 1-800-565-7238. Give us a call.
And ask for Nick, right?
Ask for me. I'm the good guide.
We'll get referrals. You're on commission for these, right?
That's perfect. How it's going to go.
All right, again, jbonair.com. You can check out all the fun we're having in Nova Scotia. Nick, thank you so much.
And thanks,
then we're going mudsliding right after this.
Yeah, that's the plan. Let's go dive in right now.
Let's go. We went from wet, now let's get dirty. All right, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks. Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.